Khidmatul Awam launches its subsidized Phase 1 Al Jabr Youth Development Advancement Program in Living Mathematics. Joining us on the line, we have Sulaiman Patel of Khidmatul Awam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Sahab, how are you? And it's also good to talk to our listeners after a long time.
Jazakum Allah khair for you taking out the time to chat to us. Now, first and foremost, why the need for this type of a program?
So thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to actually discuss this. We actually started this particular program based on the fact that we actually engaged last year when we looked at the matric results. We were actually horrified to find out that many of the students that got bachelor passes, most of them were in subjects that were not in maths, physics. Some of them, a large number of students, for example, got distinctions in life orientation, which obviously is meaningless as many of the universities do not even take those marks into consideration. So the bachelor passes that many of the students are actually sitting with to a large degree did not allow them, for example, to embark on the journeys of further education in the science disciplines. And obviously we know that that with the fact that we in a digital world, we are moving towards the fourth industrial revolution, where digital science and the digital strategy for all organizations is paramount for the next 30 to 40 years. How is it that we are now, as a ummah, not gearing up our young kids in terms of being able to take on the challenges over the next 30 to 40 to 50 years, because we are not looking after the foundation phase now? So obviously, as Khidmatul Awam, as the name suggests, that we could not, take the responsibility and continue with our work that we're doing on the fifth pillar of Hajj without considering the importance of being able to look at the development of the Ummah at large. And hence, we said that we have to engage in this important initiative with a view to say how we could intervene and be able to support the current education system to help develop our kids going forward, inshallah. And that was the reason why we took Al Jabr. So when you take Al Jabr itself, it stems from a very powerful Muslim mathematician from Persia called Al Jabr, and obviously after him is named Algebra, and algebra as we know it in school and mathematics, and that is what the program is named after, to say that the beauty and the science of where we as Islam and the Quran has actually showed us, how do we then inculcate that and bring that back, that our kids can become and do very well in the areas of science and math, inshallah, going forward.
Yes, so what will the program really entail? How will learners benefit?
So we obviously have two issues. So whatever we do as Khidmatul Awam, we have to try and ensure that it's done nationally. So based on that, we embarked on two particular philosophies. The one is to say, how do we deal with the learners? And through that process, we said in the short term, we want to actually have a proof of concept whereby we can actually go in and start developing learners that are in grade 10, 11, and 12 through supplementing the current education system that is currently in place by actually helping to develop them and to be able to assist them by being able to go into the different subjects, make that subject matter come to them differently, by interpreting that subject matter differently and by helping them. And as you and I know, Maulana Sahab, that I mean, in many cases when we at school, for example, depending on the teacher and how the teacher basically brings across the learning content, you know, you really get a joy out of it. And sometimes we've got many of our teachers now, our older established teachers have left the teaching fraternity. We've got young teachers that have come in, and we need to be able to mentor them. So through this process, we'll have a supplementary program starting in Indonesia that we want to do as a proof of concept for grade 10s, 11s, and 12s. In parallel to this, we want to actually start a boot camp for teachers, because now if we want to reach the mega masses like we want to, we then want to see how could we go and take these young educators that are there who have come out of university, who are graduates, and be able to develop them with the view that if we can get more and more science and maths teachers developed and give them the extra tuition and support and the ability to be able to use and draw in from the experiences of others, we could then help develop them to then bring about the levels of education capability that is needed to actually transfer the learning content from the syllabus directly to educants. And on that basis, we said it's so important that we look at that. So we are starting the two programs. So the first on the 1st of March, inshallah, in Indonesia, because we needed to have a site. We are urging parents that if you've got grade 10, 11, and 12 learners that are looking at mathematics as a start, we would like them to basically SMS us their details, and then we would like to bring them on board for this program. We're subsidizing it. It's a, for a two-hour session. It's going to cost you in the region of about 65 rand, which is nothing. And through that process, we then want to actually see what the success is, and if it's okay, take it nationally. On the educators program, we're hoping to actually start the boot camp in March, towards the end of March, early April. And on that, we actually want to then have educators coming on board. And with these educators, we actually want to take them through a program whereby we want to start these boot camps, understand the problems that the educators are facing, to do peer reviews, to try and create an environment whereby we can actually help develop them. And hopefully through this, have an outreach program that we can then take nationally. So that is our role as Khidmat Al-Awam, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
Yes, excellent work undoubtedly, and targeting the area where there is the greatest concern with regards to the subject of mathematics. In terms of those who are interested in this, how do they get in touch with the relevant coordinators, etc.?
So before we go to Malana, there's obviously two aspects. The one obviously is we start off with mathematics. Once it actually starts off and is successful, we would like to do science. And then the third one that we would like to do is bring in Arabic, because I think one of the problems that we're also finding, and one of the opportunities that presents itself, that if we can get all our kids to embark on this journey of Arabic and able to actually pass Arabic, not only for future life, not only for deen and morality, but also to assist them from a secular point of view, that if they have Arabic as an additional subject and they take it on, even if it's a compulsory subject, and we know many schools are not teaching it as such for grade 12, for grade 12 matric writing or written examination, we can then assist them with that bootcamp, because that will then obviously give them a higher score. So at the end of the year, if they're doing a normal subject, and if they do Arabic as an example, as an alternative language, they, and if they hit an A in that, they could get between 5 and 6 points as an additional number to basically get them and give them a much better footing within university. So I think that is a big objective. So on this, to take it forward, we would like them to send a WhatsApp to 084-6786-471, 084-6786-471, and once they do that, they would just give their names, their grades, and obviously an email address. We will then send them a contract. Now, this is very, very important. Now, this is an amanat. Khidmat Al-Awam is an amanat. So whatever money we spend, whatever money we do, we need to ensure that we use it optimally. So we don't want kids that are prepared to come on and basically come for one class, skip three classes, and then come again at the end of the year. Then we're not interested. Please, then, parents, keep your kids at home. We're not interested. We want those kids that are prepared to come and sit every single Saturday and take it through, because it's money, it's teacher's time, it's our time that is coming in. We want to ensure value for both, and we want to see A's at the end of the year. And on this, we want to make sure that we create a working ethic, a class ethic, and a homework ethic for these kids to be able to come in. So there has to be discipline. As Muslims, we have to be disciplined to be able to do this, and if we're not, then I'm afraid we don't want those children that are going to be ill-disciplined on this issue. So we've been very, very open. We know that there's going to be a shortage of space. So first come, first serve. So send your address to 084-6786-471. If you know of any kid, 10, 11, and 12, not necessarily Muslim only, any kid that is out there that's deserving, we're prepared to take them on and assist them, but we are limited in terms of space, inshallah, Mawlana.
Jazakumullah khair for sharing the information, and we'll continue putting the word out there so that maximum amount of potential learners may benefit from this. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sulaiman Patel of Khidmat Al-Awam speaking about the launch of the youth development program in Living Maths. As he said, that it's not going to stop with maths. There are other, programs that may be unrolled or may be rolled out in the future, inshallah.